My brothers and sisters, when Shelley wrote her famous book on Frankenstein, she made the monster out of human parts. The monster was not made of some other things or mechanisms or animals, but the monster was purposely made out of human parts because when we have enemies and monsters in our own life, what we tend to do is to dehumanize them. Oh, they're not like me. They're different. And in some ways, you're correct. But in some ways, we are not correct. They are very much like us. In the very famous book of the prophet Jonah, Jonah was called to preach to Nineveh, to a people he hated, to a people he considered to be monsters. In fact, he tried to run away. So we all remember that famous story about the whale and Jonah. But that's not the purpose of this book with four chapters. God was trying to show us that even the people that you hate can be changed, can be converted, and they are very much like you. So when you finish reading the book of Jonah, the people of Nineveh are saved. They change their life. They become great people. And what does the prophet do? He is mad because God was merciful and he wanted the people dead. The whole story is that God looks at us as brothers and sisters, and we often find any excuse to make each other to be monsters, to be something other than what I am, instead of brothers and sisters who have taken ill, who are sick with a disease called sin, who are themselves gradually trying to become less than who they are. And we who call ourselves Christians are called to help them. And what we often do is fall into the temptation of Jonah. At the end of book 4, Jonah goes up on a hill and waits for the people of Nineveh to be killed. He wants them dead. And God spares them. And there's a horrible prayer there when Jonah goes to God. I knew you were merciful, and I knew you would save these people, and I hate your message. We as Christians should be the difference in this world, because Frankenstein's monster is made out of the very stuff that we all are made of, both weaknesses and strengths. And we should be those people of hope who come into a situation and say, I can see humanity in my brother and sister. How can I help? Imagine if God came to earth in Bethlehem and said, you know, these people are losers. I'm going back home. He didn't. He stayed with us to the end because he saw our beauty. And every parent knows the beauty of their child, even when they do wrong. As Christians, we should approach our brothers and sisters in the same way. Never excuse evil, but don't forget to find the humanity in the people whom we may consider a monster. Christos Voskres.